into reading or what kind of discussions could I incite or whatever. But it suddenly, like the thoughts start trickling in, and I'm hearing, so, Deborah, what's on your mind right now? And I'm going, oh, yeah, perfect starting place, perfect. So what is on my mind right now is, oh, my God, there's wet. There's a wet jacket on my chair. That's not what's on my mind. But I'm just going to remove it. I was in the middle of doing laundry. So what's really on my mind to do with Gather? Hi, Cam. You sent me a message, and I was in the process of shutting down, and so I have to go back to that. So what is on my mind is communications amongst people. And that's how A Course in Miracles started to begin with, was through the communication process of Bill Thetford announcing to Helen that there's got to be a different way. There's got to be another way for people to work together, and he was going to find it. And Helen saying that she would help him. So they went about this bringing about A Course in Miracles through Helen, and it's all about another way. And it's fairly new to our planet. Some of the concepts have been floating around for a long time and being put out there, but a whole lot, I think, in movement of people being able to completely grasp it and put it to motion. I don't know if Helen and Bill were able to in the institute they worked. My suspicions are no. Not, I don't have an educated comprehension of that, but I do. I'm very suspicious that that would be no, because the course was highly difficult for Helen to even grasp with bringing to being, other than without going into trying to be a student of it, which I don't think she became. So that sort of leaves me with the ideas on my plate right now is, where is this working? And I know it is working in places in the world, but how to bring that about amongst people. I don't know where I'm going with this, so I'm going to do some playing games in the interim, in between, while thoughts want to come forth. And I thought something that I would like to try and involve everybody on bringing onto the board any message as well. So word association, it's always a nice place to maybe dig around in. So I'm going to toss up something, and if anybody has a word that comes to mind, by all means, type it. A Course in Miracles. That's the word. That's for the word association. A Course in Miracles. Your only part is to put up a word. Wow, maybe nobody's listening, and I can just go ahead and babble. Listen. Ah. Oh, I like that one. Listen. Listen. Helen. Helen Schuckman. Oh, I see where I'm going with this. I'm writing these down, by the way. Helen Schuckman, short, sweet. Relationships. Joyful. This is the answers I'm getting. Joyful. Trust. Life. Communication, that's the word. That's the next whole communication. Present. Trusting. These are very useful. These are wonderful. These are see what's happening here, and this is the opening. So for communication, we have trusting and present. Risk, R-I-S-K, risk. Oh, I'm putting surprised in surprise. Does that go with communication, Lynn? Or was that with risk? Communication? I asked two questions there. Sorry, I'll ask the one. Is that for communication? Ah, okay, great. So with communication, also surprised. Doug, and yours is in with communication as well? Okay, I'm needing some clarification here. I don't know if there's a time lapse in here. Yeah, okay, Doug, yours is. And so let me write this down. Active listening. Avoidance of judgment. And projection. These are fantastic, totally fantastic. Cam, was discovery with what word? Risk, okay. And Ruth was, unspoken, was that with risk? Communication, okay. These are actually phenomenal. What the? Gosh, I love these way thoughts float forward, eh? This divine, how divine sparks jump in. And it's part of what also, I guess, was in my thinking today when Dove asked me, and not knowing at all what I do then. I said yes, but what would I do? And part of that is just opening to the moment and allowing it to unfold then. So this is unfolding. So we've done A Course in Miracles, Helen Schuckman, relationship, communication, risk, discovery. Any more for no risk, that's discoveries with risk. Any more for risk? Oh, I love this. I'm gonna put Jesus with A Course in Miracles. That's what came to my mind. Okay, what's another word? Love. Here. H-E-R-E. That's with love. Values. First thing that pops to mind, values. When you hear me say values. Miracles. That's what Cam had put up, miracles. That wasn't a new word. Love. Okay. Ego. I'm putting hope with values, right? Well, or was it, Lynn, hope with values? Okay. By the way, if I'm not allowing enough time on this, please let me know, because I will allow more time if anybody requests it. I absolutely will want to do that. Ego, fear, learning, with values. We also have, we always choose which we are doing to, which we are going to value. So it's a choice of which to value. We always choose which. This is phenomenal. Okay, and with ego, we also have cloud, confusion, vital, and another one with values Doug has is we, there are always two choices, love or fear, spirit, or the other option. There are always two choices, love or fear. Or the other option, spirit or the other option, okay. Ego, alternative to a reality. To reality or to what's real? Choice is in there. Illusion, delusion, fear. Reality with a capital R, what's real, okay. That's what I thought you were implying. But there seems to be a level on, I see a level value with reality and ego. Reality and real. So real, what's real. Alternative to, okay. And do I have lost down here? Nope, don't have lost. There it is. Okay. Wow, guys. This is far out. Weird. Ego is leading the... not that I had any notion at all of the numbers of what would be written about what. It didn't even cross my mind, but when I see the responses, the ego really pulls it forth. The ego's got a lot here. So what's another one? What comes to mind? Teacher. Helper. Student. Here. Jesus. You have only one teacher. Is that for Jesus, Doug? That was for teacher, okay. I don't think I'm given enough time. So the answers teach me. Okay. I'm going to slow it down then. And you have love on Jesus, Cam. Okay, so what we have so far, I'm going to just read the words and we can add to any more. I'm just going to give each one of these words so far time, and then we can add more. Sorry, guys, I'm leaving to go to my niece's first communion. Oh, wow. Well, have a fantastic time, Lynn. Wish you were here. It would be fun with you here, but have a fantastic time. Communion. Communion, that's going down on the list as a word. But don't take it in yet. See you, Lynn, and thanks very much. And we got humbled down here for Jesus. I think I better write down here. I got to click the settings to see if anybody's coming in or going out. Coming in, I would like to see. I'm in charge of the atonement. It's for Jesus. I love Jesus. I just wrote that down. I will substitute for your ego if you let me. Oh, I'm getting so excited. I'm getting so excited where this is going to go to. Hi, Anne. You must have just come in. And by the way, I'm Deborah. If anybody doesn't know, I just realized I have the name Shri up here. Shri D. D stands for Deborah or Dimension, or both. Both. And it was a name that was given to me by someone else who was calling it to me for the bulk of most of 2.5 years. And I've been wanting a new name for myself, so I'm trying that one on. Thanks, Anne. Jesus patiently waiting until we are ready to listen and let him help us. Hey, Doug, that came right into my mind just after you, the substitute for your ego, if you let me. That's the thing that shot into my mind after you said that other one. So I'm going to write that too. Maybe it came from him. Of course, I think it did come from him. I have no doubt in my mind that that was sitting there in mind and being sent out, especially to you and I today, because Doug and I are having some challenge with communicating right now. Just in an area, Doug and I have been friends for years, and this is partly what sparked this, because when I was asked inside, what's on your mind, and I'm going, oh my God, messy communication, trying to figure out how to work out communication when two people are sort of swimming around in it and lost at the same time and sort of beating against each other. So, and that's what we were doing. I think you would agree with that, Doug. I'm pretty sure. So that's what my guidance, I feel, was... bringing that to the forefront, because it's such an element that I have been involved with for years in professional work and also in learning internally and really helping my ego to learn and train through that. So it's something, I guess, it's time to bring out as the teaching element, teaching and studentship together. I guess I'm just assuming all that because it's happening. So you also have down here, Doug, available as our guide and teacher in every instant. Available. And there for us always. And helpful. We're playing, actually, Anna, I didn't even tell you what we're doing. We're playing a word association. Dove had asked me this morning, called me late this morning and asked me if I would take the session at this time today. And I said yes. I heard myself say yes. I felt very fine with that, very comfortable, but had absolutely no idea at the moment what I would do with the session. And then through the day, some ideas popped into my mind, but I did not grab anything. Nothing grabbed me completely. So I started off here with word association wanted to go. And I'm focusing on communication that came up just before I was, or just as I was taking the session tonight. So the focus is on communication and working with that, how as course students we can do a good job of that. And also we're playing word association. I did not know what was going to be happening with this, but I have a good idea what's going to be happening with it as we are doing this. So I want to see, what am I missing here? Wonderful, to that helpful recognition. Helpful recognition is Jesus, Cam, and C. Both are Jesus. I guess so, because that's what we're on. Rather than another response to something else somebody wrote, I guess I meant. And C. And love you too, Anne. I don't know who you were saying that to, but I'm picking up on it. I'll take all the love I can get, and I'll give it all out, too. Well, when my ego's not censoring it. Let's see. Okay. Response. Oh, okay. So, helpful recognition and see. All right. Okay. I'll take them off and... All right, so what I'm going to do is just take the opportunity right now and start at the top of the list and see if we want to add any more words into each one, because we sort of just got rolling with it, and I did move rather quickly. So I will give a minute or two with each word. So the first one was A Course in Miracles. We have listen and Jesus down. Any other words come to mind you want to toss out? Offer up to the altar of our creations that we are creating right now in this room. Study, learn. What wraps around belief to communication, or what simply shows a word with word communication? Most likely asking the same question. What wraps around belief to communication, or what simply shows with word communication? Okay, so what... I'm just trying to put that into sense in my way to communicate, Anne, which can be rather bizarre. So you're saying what wraps around belief to communication, or what simply shows with word communication. I would take it that's the answer as the word association with A Course in Miracles, right? You asking a question here that I'm not understanding. You're welcome to take the mic to ask the question if that's the case. Sometimes it's easier. Okay, here you go.
All I'm asking is basically the word communication. Are we exposing the belief to the word? Or are we exposing what just pops up in the mind when we say communication? Again, it's still probably the same question, but I'm just asking that.
I would say communication encompasses that amongst other aspects of communicating and our thinking and the way we communicate. So that's all part of it. I'm going to, if you don't mind, put belief down under the word communication because that was one of our words. Were you in here then? When were you in here at the time? I checked on the list. I didn't even pay attention to who was on. You must have been. Yes, you were. Okay. Oh, no, you weren't. All right. Your name was here. You weren't. No, maybe your name was just moved to the top. Oh, sweet. Here we go. I'm putting down what leaf? Because that was one of our words, communication. I got to scroll up here and see what else we had down. Study, learn. We got that. And a roadmap to salvation, if understood and practiced. I like that too. I mean, I like all these. Understood and practiced. Holy, half hour has already shot by. Slow down time. Very interesting. More. I've observed two ways of communicating, projecting illusions and genuine sharing. So then that would go under communicating. Doug. Projecting illusions and genuine sharing. I would kind of think both are genuine sharing. So I'm not sure exactly what you mean by genuine sharing. I wouldn't want to negate anybody because anybody's communication because it is in projection. A quick way to summarizing that is talking at someone versus talking to someone. I'm just sitting with this. I'm trying to bring it forth into comprehending it than talking with someone. So actually fully engaging, fully. What is it? Because people are fully engaging, but responsibility comes. Responsibility. Okay, I'm going to write down the exact words. Talking at versus talking with, right, Doug? I think you've probably changed that. Talking at versus talking with. And then, hi, Mesquite, and I don't know your name. Responsibility comes to mind. I don't know if you meant that with a response to Doug's cam or just on its own because it stands beautifully on its own. And that's where I put it. I'm grabbing it. You probably meant that. Okay, you did. Good. Hi, Laura. Accountability of one's own thoughts. Accountability, yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty trippy, doesn't it? If I get too silent at all when I'm mumbling, as you are guided. Okay. We got a lot down here for communication. It's thrilling. Wow. Helen Schuckman, we have short, sweet listed here. I'm going to put down amazing. Amazing. Lady. In other words, you don't make me feel anything. My feelings are reactions are entirely my own choice, right? So, any more for Helen Schuckman? I'm fascinated that she was the choice to do this and maintain the integrity of her challenges, kept them intact, and that's a gift for us as well. Not your average American woman, right? Definitely not your average American woman. And, yeah, that's for Helen. I thought so. I don't know what other women we had going here. Relationship. We have, well, what's that, Anne? You've got sharing without judgment of those thoughts, open to expanding beyond things, open to receiving, and open to source to seek truth, peace. In the answer, fair to put down open. Openness, ability to be open. And that was under communication, or was that under Helen? No, it would be a communication. Well, there's kind of a... in my opinion, Boris, there's kind of a generalized, mainstream, billboard, average projection of what gets gets a lot of notice in our society, and seemingly people are trying to achieve that status by dressing like that, by women making up like that, by doing their hair like that, by shaving their legs, shaving their armpits, by not growing mustaches. I mean, there's all kinds of averageness. Not to say that Helen disputed that kind of action for herself or behavior for herself, but she was all out there. She wasn't... Yeah, that was in the notes. Doug is writing here, that's from the notes. Jesus notes that Bill's observation of was not an average American woman was quite correct. Relationship, the Course stresses repeatedly that salvation comes through relationships. Your brother is your savior. Salvation. Helen stood out. How many people did you see in Helen's age group? Like 60s, where she's a professional and taking notes from a voice in her mind. When at that time you're considered crazy, insane. If you're getting a voice to begin with, and here she's taking notes. That's pretty not average. Average then, I think, would be people hiding it, unless they're so imbalanced that they're lost in that imbalance and had no sense of it would be anything other than that. So I think that is kind of a sense of where Helen is way above average, that she actually brought that forth and carried through with it and delivered the course, even though it was very difficult for her to do so. Your brother is also a mirror, so relationship, mirror. Oh my gosh, I've got this in the wrong area. Okay. Salvation, mirror. Okay. I think she was picked because she was average. Oh, really, Boris? Interesting. In 1965, there were not many women who were professors at Columbia. That's another non-average thing. But she wasn't remotely average, as Jesus clearly affirms. Okay, so this is another discussion. Helen, average or not. Okay, I wrote that down. That's another discussion. We could use that as the communication
Hello.
Here.
My name is Deb Tompkins.
Because we could have a battleground on that one. Risk. We have discovery. Hard. I'm putting down hard or difficult. Challenging. I'm going to put challenging. Scary. Rewarding. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Okay. Relationship, compassion with self. This is Anne here. Compassion with self and join in with self with others on the journey to know love as of self with God, with my brothers, in order to come to a place of knowing of true love's presence. So self-awareness, is that relationship, compassion with self, and join in with self with others on the journey to know love of self. Oh yeah, I'm on the radio here. Relationship, compassion with self, and join in with self with others on the journey to know love of self with God, with my brothers, in order to come in a place of knowing of true love's presence. You know what? I want to write that whole thing down here. A definition. Hi, Dagu. I think I know your name. I think when I have been in or listening to the radio, your name has come up, but I don't know what it is. I don't remember. I'm Shri. And I'm calling myself Shri because I was nicknamed that and I liked the sound of it and I wanted to call myself a new name. So I'm trying it on. Oops, the board is scrolling away on me. Compassion with self. And join in with self with others on a journey to love. Of self with God, with my brothers, in order to come in a place of knowing true love's presence. That's the ultimate goal. That is the ultimate goal in relationships, that important goal that we need to keep sight of. Matthew. Hi, Matthew. I have a son named Matthew. I never get sick. I always love that name. And he likes to be called Matt, and I like to call him Matthew, but I call him Matt because he likes that. But I always refer to him as Matthew when he's not around. I don't think that's offending him. Re-average, yes indeed, the way the Course, Doug is addressing you here, Boris, I think, yes indeed, the way the Course is given you is quite unusual, but as Bill says, you are not the average American woman, which is merely a fact. Your experience in your life has been atypical, and so has my evolutionary map. So that was Jesus' word. There's the link for it. I guess it was taken right from the notes. And was there another word you put out? There was love. We have down here. That was it. Light. I'm going to put down light and shine. And brilliance. Sorry. I don't know if I'm picking these out of people's minds. We're all grabbing it at the same time. I don't know, but I just had to stick those in there. So the word is love. The URL of the radio, I can get that for you. Hang on. It's very quick to get. I got it. Oh, actually, I've given you the link to the room where you can listen to the room without being in the room. And I guess there's that radio link too, and I'll grab that because I know exactly where to get that in my favorites here. Love. It's on the program.
We have down
guide.
Here.
That was that page. So here.
Light.
You go.
I'm going to put down light.
We have different links. The one with the guide page, there's a few links on that, and the radio guide one is on there, and I have other things on, I don't know. So love, expanding the oneness, the whole embodiment of Christ God. Expanding oneness. Whole embodiment of Christ God. Okay? And that's the link to the guide, but the radio broadcast is... Okay, that's the link. Just the one that Doug has is just the radio broadcast. Next time I'm leaving a lot more room if I ever do this again, because I had such small room on these lists, on these words. So that's love. We have light here, light, shine, brilliance, expanding oneness, whole embodiment of Christ God. Values. Beliefs. And values. Values and values, Cam? That sounds like a Cam. That sounds like a Cam response. A man cannot serve two masters. The one we value is the one we serve. Oh, value what we serve. I really like these answers because they come forth differently than from my mind, so that's the benefit of being taught. Truth. Values is ego, is what Anne put. That's a whole discussion in itself too. Truth. Welcome back, Matthew. And ego. We have ego, we have fear, learning, cloud, confusion, little, alternative to reality, brackets real, choice, illusion, delusion, fear, lost. Scared. Value can create duality, ego or truth, depending on where one sits. Long time no see, Matthew. Very good to have you back. Hi, Joe. So we have, depending on where value, okay, the duality, ego or truth. Okay. I would agree with that one. I like them both in there. How it's used. And, okay, I was adding more into ego. Ego, what I made up, what I am responsible for. Does anybody want my ego? I wonder if they could be sold on... I should try and sell it on eBay. What needs to learn? The soul already knows everything. It is the ego that must be taught. Oh, it's okay. I'm just joking about my ego. I like my ego. My ego is I love my ego. Freaking difficult at times. So, Jesus does. Cam, where does that fit? What's happening there? You must have been responding to Doug, want your ego. Oh. I love that. Huh. I wonder if I want my ego. I was joking when I said that. I wasn't trying to push it away, but I'm not, yeah, my ego's pretty useful here. I just want it under the domain of truth. That's all. Ego for sale. ego is a friend who leads me to God. Yes, Anne, absolutely. I see it that way. I'm writing that down. Yeah, if we embrace and befriend our ego, it's just the ego doesn't get the upper hand. Well, it does until it doesn't. I'm trying to imagine if I bought someone's ego, what I would do with it. Don't jump on it, Doug. Don't jump all over it. What would you have it look like? Trash it. Anne says trash it. need not be nice. Yeah, our ego makes our ego disturbing. Ego under ego domain. Oh my God, I think we should be writing a comic book. Need not be disturbing. Delete that thought, Anne says, about her trash it. Okay, that's deleted. Not value it, nor fear it. Okay. So not value it, nor fear it. Into the recycling bin. No, that just kind of floats around out there ready to zap anybody who's not even knowing it's coming at them. Sunshine Femme, hi. Embrace that friend's ego, for it really is my own, for it is I who projected it. Yeah. Well, wait. That would be on the table for a nice, another little discussion, a session. That's another session. Ah, yes. We make an ego of yourself and one for everyone else. You make an ego for yourself. Yes, great material for discussion, isn't it? Yeah, I'm biting my tongue here. I don't want to go there for a discussion right now. It's your ego is what I made up. I think you did a good job of making your own ego up. if I own it, I can heal it within me. Yes, I cannot heal your ego, dear. At least my perception of your ego. Yeah, perception of the ego, right? Yes, and mine is what I made up too. Yeah. If I own it, I can heal it within me. I'm writing that down. If I own it. Okay. And, yeah, and mine is what I made up to. Okay, I read that. Ego is a Ego is a perception after all. So it's a perception. It's an ego perception. And saying, yes, you got that, Doug. Bang on. And if it is my perception, I made it up. Well, you made up your, but I think the other person made their perception up of their own ego. So yeah, you made up your perception of anybody's ego. Okay, ego. Now, the last two here. Three, let me see. Do you know, this is almost taken an hour. John, Reggie John coming in here. He's coming in because he's on my list here. Perception is variable. We should have had perception down here. I'm putting perception down and putting variable with it. So new word, people, perception. Conflicted. John, Reggie John, I want to give some empathy for you. I see that you must have problems getting on here a lot of times, because often when I'm on, and I'm not on that often, but during those times, you seem to be struggling with maintaining a hold in the room because you're on, off, on. So I just wanted to give you some empathy about that happening. I feel for you when I see that happening. I could be off the wall on that. Might not be what it's happening for you at all. Yeah, I lose the sound. Oh, it's the sound. Okay, then you have to keep leaving and coming in. And perception is not knowledge. I have up here, let me see, I'm missing some cam going up here. Error prone. Perception is error. Prone. Oh, true. I like it when my perception is where I'm seeing the error in my perception. I'm unwilling to look at it. I'm unwilling to look at it. I'm unwilling to stop with it right then. I'm willing to allow it to slip down and be the undercurrent. Perception is not knowledge. And don't use that against me, Doug. Please. Funny, silly, laughable. Funny. Yeah, really. Just don't tell my ego that when it's standing there with its dukes up. I don't think you'll get a laugh. You might get some foul language. My ego has a street mouth, or can go there. Perception, how you're welcome, John. Perception, how little I see. Perception, how God, Jesus, helps me to see. Yeah, really. And little has a pun on that. How God, Jesus, helps. Aid me to see. I'm happy about this word. For anyone interested, I think I'm getting a recording of this, and I will post it on my website if I succeed when it is done. Thank you, Doug. Perception is variable and unreliable and is largely my own projection. Unreliable. Variable. You gave me that one already. Largely my own projection. Well, it is your projection unless it's the perception of the Holy Spirit, right? Unless it's the perception divinely guided or inspired kind of thing. Projection makes perception. We can project divinity, can we not? Yeah, because it's our true self inside, so we can project that, or we can project a falsity. A false perception, or is this name is this name, is this word defined differently than that? I see what I believe is there, not what really is there. So that's what perception is. Perception is always what isn't there. Is that right? I'm not clear on this. I'm trying to keep up here too. Hey John, can I share on that one, Deb? Did you want to take the mic, Anne? With sharing on something here that I'm, if you're wanting to do that, yes, you can. Here's the mic. Just let me know what it is that you're sharing on while you're sharing, because I'm not sure. Here you go.
Actually, I'm just now wondering, because actually you seem to got it when I said about projection, so I'm just going to let it go. I don't feel I need now to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you got it, but I don't think I did. I don't know what it was that you got that I said. I'm partway up the board here trying to catch up with everybody. So here's the mic back.
Okay. I thought you did, because when you read the statement I put, it sounded like you had it. But I'll say it anyways. Then, because I find that God actually perceiving. I think you got it under perceiving, because actually I had a correction by God. In my thinkingness, I was actually projecting what I think was going on. And then it was actually corrected in my vision. There was a stillness, no thought. And I saw how the oneness, actually the universe, was perfect in alignment. And everything was happening in sequence. And, nothing's in sequence, but everything was happening for its own reason and everything in alignment. And was out, able to help me to receive and perceive something totally different. And it corrected what I thought was going on and healed my mind completely to let me know everything was innocent within and of itself. And it was nothing I was thinking was going on was true. So I was corrected in an instant. So the two actually were occurring at the same time.
Wow, very nice experience. Very clearly you're seeing the misperception and very clearly seeing the correction. And not only seeing the correction, the actual being left with that as the realness of what you, the other one just sort of falls away, and you're right with that corrected, the divine perception. Fantastic. Wow, thanks, Anne. And I see what you mean about seeing me as getting up, because I got finally down to the bottom of the board there and caught up to what was being said on the mic. Yeah, contrast, yeah, Cam, really, really wonderful. Okay, and reality is always innocent, and guilt is always an illusion. Real is always innocent, because, yeah, I guess reality, right? Reality and real, we could put that on both, really, right? Real. And Real is always truth. Reality is always. I would really beg to go with that one. Reality is always neutral. Real is always truth. And what did you say? And guilt is always an illusion, right? Different perceptions. And real and reality might want to be a discussion too sometime. Truth never changes. Yeah, truth always stands is the way I like to say it. Truth always stands. Same thing. Truth never changes. Little me, well, kind of the same thing. I guess we're adding it together. Little me was so wrong. Yeah. Yeah, and you were so willing to, as little me, to relinquish to the larger, to the whole, to the truth. That's the beauty of it, I see, with what you shared, Anne, because you just went with it. And let that transform. That's a sense of of our ego and not writing it off, not pushing it away, not seeing it as nothing, not diminishing it from our truth standpoint, it's allowing that to transform, and you embraced it, you went with it, you got the new perception, and you just allowed that to wash or purify that misperception or that ego perception, and beautiful, no struggle, nothing. It just absolutely did it. I'm far out. Truth. Gotta write down truth. Never changes. So when I perceive guilt, then I must not be seeing reality. Yes. Cool, Doug. And truth is never guilt. Okay. And that's what fits in with Anne's. Truth never changes. I think you guys may have been talking off each other. Truth. Never guilty. My ego certainly can feel guilty about, try to make me guilty. Make truth guilty. Boy, we should have an ego ring around the rosy kind of thing. I don't know. Get all our egos happily together sometime. Only for a minute. It quickly went to disaster in my mind, so I don't think that would be a really good idea for very long. Never guilty. So when I perceive guilt, then I must not be seeing reality. Right. Or real. I see reality and real as different. Because I see reality as what is in that level that we are at here as human beings. So we have a shared of things. We usually see, unless you're blind or unless you have something wrong with some imbalance with the eyes or something, we usually see a table pretty much the same way we're assuming. At least we see the shape. We could describe the shape and the color, etc. So that would be the reality within the frame that we have to work with right now on this level. And then real is absolutely goes beyond this level. It's just the truth level. Reality, a common agreement at a point in time. Yeah. I need to do nothing because I don't really know what anything is for, so how could I do what, how could I know what to do? I need to do nothing but follow his guidance. Ego. Sorry, I just read Anne's. No, thank you. Ego would have a field day. Yeah. Yeah, we'd need ammunition. We'd need outfits. Okay, I need do nothing. Where was that fitting? I need no. Okay, for the perception, right. I need do nothing. You guys are so wonderful if you're following this, because it's bouncing all around. So thanks. I owe you guys a lot of gratitude, you know. I do too, Anne. I like this game too. Oh, a split reality. Yeah. Sure, because split reality, that's part of this level of confusion as well. We split reality all the time. That's where we take it from neutrality. From neutrality, is that? That's the right pronunciation, right? We take it and we put our judgments on it, so we split it. We do something with it. Otherwise, it's just neutral. It's there. It's like in our lessons where it's telling us to look at a cup. We don't really see that. We put meaning to it, so we put the meaning on it. We're splitting the reality, but you can't split real. Real is real. Real's the truth. Real's our innate nature. It's love. Love is real. This happens when you give over a broadcast to Jesus. Yes, Doug. Awesome. Isn't that sweet? I'm feeling my ego is learning through this. My ego is really good for you, ego. I should name my ego something. Maybe not. No, maybe not. I have to tell you, this was my ego. This was me and my ego. I have to tell you this. This was, came up really, really, this huge mirror to me that I could see very clearly. I used to use the name Amber in the computer for sometimes, and then Deborah, my birth name. So there'd be Amber and Deborah. Now it's kind of like Shri and Deborah, but Shri is I'm wanting to change my name to Shri. I wasn't wanting to change my name to Amber. So, and I was in a relationship, and in that relationship, it became evident that there was two different aspects that came out of me attached to Amber. Amber drew certain aspects out of me, and Deborah drew certain aspects out of me. So Amber was more this light and fluffy kind of easygoing, carefree. Deborah's a serious, everything that Amber wasn't. So my intimate other at the time, it was a 7-year relationship, he shrieking down, the little me. I got to stop looking right there. I got to finish what I'm saying. So we were discussing one night. My intimate other brought up Amber and Deborah, or I brought it up, one or the other. We were discussing that in our communication, and he said something about Amber when I was in Deborah mode. And Deborah mode, I got kind of really upset. And kind of, he picked up on it immediately, and he just roared and pointed out to me, "Oh my God, you're jealous about yourself." He says, "You're jealous of Amber." And that's the power of the ego. Oh my God. And you know, because it's all inside of ourselves, so it was a really clear depiction of me, how I'm going to project that outside using me as a duality rather than fragmenting that between me and someone else. And when he said that, I got it immediately. It was just hilarious. It was really hilarious. Upset. Doug, I like my upsets. I think you do too, otherwise you would have befriended me a while ago. I don't get that upset all the time, though. Well, I do sometimes. See, I'm protecting my upset. Here we go. Then there was Q. There was... Should I even be reading this? Then there was Shri. Then there was Shri D. Then there was Q. No, Doug Q was a mistake. Kind of landed on the board with my typing, and I don't know why it was coming out there. So I kind of got caught up into some humor there. So let's drop the Q. It won't make any sense. So Deborah and Amber was. It was, Doug. It, honest to God, it was. Well, not quite. Amber didn't join in. She was too fluffy and light, but. And Deborah nabbed herself immediately when it was put out in the plate. I mean, she was a little bit annoyed at her friend saying that, but she was willing to immediately go with it and see what was going on and laugh. It was rather funny. That was a Freudian slip. Deborah Amber slip. That was a Deborah slip. That was. I don't want to have Freud inside me, thank you kindly. That's too much for me. Funny how this is all you coming into oneness of self. You know, it is coming, it's neat because we have it all inside, don't we, Anne? And that really, that is an example of it, where I was clearly being that with inside myself. I didn't have to go outside and put that on anybody else. I did a fine job of it myself. Shriek was a Freudian slip, I think. Somebody's on my door. That's weird. I never get knocks at my door. I have to go answer my door. This is too weird. I'll be right back. Hang on. Hello? Hello? I'm not opening the door unless you tell me who you are. Okay, I think they had the wrong door. This is a secured building, and I think they've tapped on the wrong door, but I'm not going to open it. So, all right, now I'm going to take the attention off of me. This is quite the nice spot to do so. So, here we go. Other words, I'm just seeing if we got through our words. Perception, we did Jesus. Communion, you know, we have nothing down for communion. We have the word communion here. I think I just slapped it down there when it came up with something else as a standalone word. And this will be our last word, and there's something else just has to be noted. So communion, folks. Communion, what comes to mind? This is word association. Oh, Valerie, I went to when something was going on there, and I noticed you came in. And Adele, I'm sorry, I wanted to say hi and great rays. I didn't see you come in. Were you here before? Oh, man, I can be really bad at this position. Hi, Valerie. It's Aka Deborah Maltman. I've been using Shri, trying to see if I really want to change my name. It was one that was given to me by a friend. And Adele, hi. So we're doing some word association because I was asked if I wanted to take the session today by Dove this morning, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I said yes. And then it just sort of came out ahead of the session. Doug Thompson and I were going through a challenge, and we were both. It was kind of fun, actually, if I look in retrospect, eh, Doug? Because I find Doug is really, really a safe person for me, so I can go into areas that I would actually hold back from other people because they're not so safe, and I don't think that they would. I think they would dislove me, and Doug has a real constant in that. So it becomes fun at times, and he does laugh at me. Laugh at you too, Doug. So anyways, we were into that just before the session started. I still didn't really know what was going on, and the thought just sort of came to mind on what's on your plate. What's on my plate right then? And I went, oh, the communication, and then wanting to bring this then into some kind of talk of communication, but not knowing at all what to say. So again, sort of handing that over, and then word association came up. So I offered it to the room, bringing up words that came to mind and going into word association. So that's what we're doing, Adele and Anne and anybody else who has missed out on exactly what is going on here. So we're doing Sonship is Communion. Community, oneness with God. I got to write both these down. Oneness with God. Sonship. Community. So coming together, which brings joining. Okay, and then scrolling down here, Christianity is signifying between unity between brothers and between all of us and God. Oh, in Christianity, it is a sacrament. So we can put down sacrament. And signifying unity between brothers and between all of us and God. That's pretty thorough. Between bros and between bros and God. It's just unfolding, Adele, as we do this. It's Jesus. If I really want to give over and learn to give over and not think that I should even have to have anything in my mind, then this is it in motion. This is what's happening in motion. I honestly thought that I would, my wonderful ego thought it was going to be reading. It would have to fill in for. That's so smart. The ego is so willing to take charge, eh? Oh my gosh. My ego was so willing to say, she doesn't know what's going on. I got to get in there and read for her. I got to get in there and read for God. Okay, I agree with the challenge there. I think I know what you're talking about, Doug. Concerns. Communion concerns? Is that with communion concerns, Cam? It fits so well. Communion joining. And reality in truth, we are all in communion, whether we are aware of it or not, is a constant. Always we are in. That is such a nurturing thought to bring back to mind. That goes up on my wall. We're always in communion, whether we are aware of it or not. I find that is so nurturing. Whether we are aware of it or not, Communion sacrament, commemorating the Last Supper. Yeah. Susie Cream Cheese, are you in this room? Not the plan. He's yummy Susie. Damn. Welcome. Welcome to Susie Cream Cheese. She left. Susie Cream Cheese probably didn't even hear us. Ego is usually unwilling to not take charge. My ego is? Oh my God. Really? You mean I haven't been an ego all those times? Am I willing? My ego jumps in and takes charge and makes a freaking mess? Ego is usually to not take charge. Oh, right, okay. Right. Yeah. I would say that my, honestly, for the biggest percentage part, I've been chipping away at this for years, and I've put myself through hell and high waters and dragged myself, oh man, through rocks. I've been brutal with myself, and I've got to the point of just complete surrender at one point, that my ego knows that it freaking messes up, and so it does allow me to get in there sometimes longer than other times, but it does let go, and or is willing to take some looks and transform and change. A little willingness can go a long way. That is so true. A little willingness is all we have to offer, according to Jesus. That's all we need to. Yeah. A little wee willingness. Surprising, eh? Does that go down here on communion? A little willingness. It's a long way. All we have to offer. And I loved it when I first spotted that, of my suddenly being able to shift it from holding on and being relentless about what was spewing from my mouth, and watching that's not even the truth, Deborah, why are you hanging on to that, and just sticking with it, to suddenly where I let it go. I was so glad that happened, because it set a precedent in my life that I could always resort back to, and even when I was losing sight of it, I could always kind of get a sense of that and try and piece it together from that lost mind, that split mind source. So just that one little wee incident the first time, well, I actually had one of my sons at the time, 4 years old, laughing at me and running to his father and saying, "She started to laugh." Oh, he picked up on things, kids always do. So we have here, I'm sorry I'm not down at the bottom of the board, so I don't know what response, if anything, if anybody's even left here. That's ego. It's good, Doug. That's from Adele. Now, Susie Cheese Cream is gone. I am back. Oh, Susie Cheese Cream, you're back. Or Cream Cheese. Hi. She's still here. Susie, see how behind I am? You called her back. Were you listening on the radio? We caught your spirit. Great, Rays. What is your name? That means I have to scroll down. You have been brutal with me, too. Have I been brutal with you, Doug? But probably not half as hard on me as you've been on yourself. Maybe not half as hard on me as you've been on me, too. You better be careful, son of God. I am thinking how much Helen would love this word. I think that Helen and I would get along really well. Association exercise. Oh, this would love this word, association exercise. I wonder. Holding on, perhaps, is the illusion of being safe. Yes, I think so, Anne. Holding on is definitely the illusion of being safe. Wow, cage myself up. Keep me safe. Helen was a psychotherapist, and Deborah is a psychotherapist. Helen and I think we're very, maybe different. Well, it was a sign of the times. I think Helen had it handed as a gift for her right there. Wow, she's handed all this material to open up. But she must have had awareness in there that was prying open to all of this being handed to her as well. I've been a psychotherapist in and trained in ways of going inside, actually purifying the mind is what I've been trained in ways of doing, and using the body as a tool and allowing the emotions to play a part in that as well. So that's another inroad into the truth, and with the understanding at all times that there's always the truth is behind everything that we're trying to do, and it's allowing that to come forth and realizing that it's not something that's poisonous, something that's bad, something that's harmful that's trying to come out. It's always, always, always something that's wonderful that's trying to come out and be exposed, but we're being so protective and so misperceiving and have that guilt complex and everything else that wants to see it differently. So that kind of, that's been my training background, not at all conventional. The only conventional aspect of it has been to start sessions with sort of chit-chat, if I use that in parentheses, talking with someone so that a bulk of the talking about can sort of shake off from inside themselves, and then they're ready to go deeper, where they're suddenly at a space of what next? That's our first step inward, or a second step, I guess. Yeah, so that's my training since Doug here has mentioned my psychotherapy training background. Look at all those people who held on to the Titanic as it was sinking. Oh, that's right. Huh. I don't know what I would do. Probably not. Hang on. I don't know. I may be frozen to the side. John. Hi, John. Thank you for great raise. I like the handle, by the way. Psycho. I am a psycho, probably. My ego can be very psyched out. Man, my ego has really gotten psyched out. Are you a psychotherapist? You're a psycho. Okay, you're keeping here. I mean, for me, we could do psycho together, and we should have a psycho party, people. Well, as Helen was not the average American woman, Deborah, you are not exactly the average Canadian woman, so I've been told. I agree with you, Deborah. That's really neat. Deborah. Holy! That's a good way of putting that. It's like Deborah. That is where the healing begins. Yes. And recovering can occur. Yes. And it's such a gentle in row, because it's totally honoring along the way. And there's, oh, if somebody had their hand up, I haven't had this up. I haven't had the name scrolled in a position where I could see if a hand was up. But, I'm ignoring that, Doug. What was I going to say? Oh my God, something in me must be reacting. No, something in me has gone confusion. A tad of confusion in my brain suddenly because I can't remember what I was saying. Let me think. It had to do with inroads and psychotherapy. Okay, I've got it back. So it's very much a process of complete honor, a complete willingness to step aside and know nothing, even though going in strapped with a bag of skills, a bag of tools strapped to my back, in a sense, a willingness to let it go and not even think about knowing any of that, and complete surrender to guidance of spirit takes place in that kind of a session, and allowing the person's process to be the guide, with the guidance of spirit directing me on. So it's coming from both there, directing me on where to go with that. So it's just a fantastic experience. Doug, clear mind as you did, if I recall correctly. I notice when someone starts to talk and is accepted, just develops quickly. What is that word? And then something fears subside for a bit of time, and what is revealed. Seen. Yeah, meaning, right, meaning, oh yeah, it's all there. Subside for a bit of time, and what is revealed, yeah. And it just has to, that time, that trust, there's all those attributes that are necessary to be brought back in. So, and part of that too, when we're on the subject matter, is if the person, if the attributes if there's attributes that are needed to be brought in that a person feels lacking in, then that's also something that is put on the table and questioned. Is there anything else that you need to be a part of this for you in here that would help? I'm out of sync with the session. Attributes, okay. If anything that they're needing to be a part of this that will help them, something like strength or trust, awareness, something, then that is also brought in, and then we look to help them build that in the moment. So going to any model that they can possibly go to that they get an understanding of what it looks like or what it feels like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, whatever, getting that sense of it, and then bringing that forth so they can actually start that, create that attribute inside them to bring more themselves closer to that truth and that healing. Are you a Virgo by any chance? Actually, no. Who wrote that? Adele, no. I don't know if I have any Virgo in me. It's really weird because I respond to Virgos I get along with Virgo people very well, but it's not because I have a conscious understanding of them, but there's a sense about Virgo, a rapport, I guess, there. Pisces, I don't think I have any Pisces in there. I have a Pisces sun. I think my sun sign is closest to a Leo of any of the signs that are not Leo. Okay, I'm not going to tell you, right? Whoa, amber is the color of your energy. You see amber on me. Cool. I love amber. I get a lot of indigo, but in my energy it shows up in pictures. Amber, I love amber. I love the color amber. I get nuts about the color amber. And I have amber color in my eyes. Here we go here. When both come together and seek truth with the divine, the willingness will overcome all obstacles and heal both into love and acceptance with the oneness. It also heals the whole. Yeah, yeah. And it is that both coming together. It's really, really phenomenal. You know, I've been out of touch with working with that in that area in sessions consciously in that area for a while, and I've been wanting to start some back up. It's been sort of calling me. Okay, what's going on here? I think you're Leo. No, you ought to know what brings me here. You ought to know what brings me here. Is that an answer to something there? Amber is your color of your energy. You glide through my head, blind to fear, and I know why. Aquarius. That's cool. I draw on Aquarius relationships sometimes. Some people, it's been a theme for a few people through my life, have been very strong bonds with me, Aquarians. My dad's one. Shri is Sagittarius. Sun, dog. This was fun. Okay, you must know. Shri, me, sun is Sagittarius. Moon is Scorpio, so watch out because I have a real sting, but I don't like to use it. I actually, Doug can probably attest to that. It does come out, and nothing like it used to. And 5 Libra in planets at the time of my birth, so there's a big balancing act going on there. Cancer, hi, Susie Cream Cheese. That's one of my more difficult ones, is Cancer. My most, I should say, challenging ones to understand. That is why you are so deep into spirituality, Shri. Scorpio is a mislead sign. A mislead sign? What do you mean? Mislead sign. Smile, that would be me. Really, Susie? Really? What's your name, Susie? Is it Susie? Oh, an understood, misunderstood sign? Okay, cool. An Aries, Leo Moon, Gemini rising. Wow. How about Capricorn? That's what I am. Capricorn, that's another sign that I get along with, seem to have easy bonding with through the years. I have a sister who's Capricorn, and I've often had friends. We've just become instant friends who are Capricorns, which I find interesting. Hi, Susan. So you are Susie, in a sense, Susie Cream Cheese. I love my mind going to that song, Susie Cream Cheese. That was the Mothers of Invention, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Stupid, strong, will, loyal, and so on. Stupid, strong, will, loyal, and so on. Those are really big, strong, all strong attributes. Oops. I like oops too. Hi, Kate. And Lynn is a Sagittarius. Lee Flynn is a Sagittarius. Valerie, if you're still here, is a Sagittarius. Valerie and I share the same day of birth. Right, Valerie? Am I right on that, or were we just really close? I think that's the same day. Yeah, same day. Not the same day, the same date, because Valerie's a lot younger than I am, or some younger. I think a lot younger in my terms of lot and some. Stubborn. Okay, stubborn. My rising sign is Sag. No way, really. Neat. I actually like Sagittarius sign because it's that get up and running. It's part animal and part person, so it's that I can take to flight easily. My ego can charge away and I can be safe. So what are we going to do now? This is 7:35. We have all of these words down here, word association, and the whole session that was coming into direction is about communication and communications for healing between ourselves and our brothers. And we come up against wars. We come up against wars and friendships. We end friendships. We end core relationships. I know that there's that moving on and there's that element where the learning has gone to the point of it's ever going to go to, but why not leave and part ways and still feel very loving toward that person? And whenever you connect with them or think of them, it's always in loving ways. So therefore, our communications have a big I just read some of the board and then wanted to finish that one sentence. Our relationships have a huge responsibility in we have a big responsibility through relating, through how we relate with our brother and taking charge of our part of the relationship, and at least if we're moving on to new relationships of any level of relationships, that we can maintain the way we came together with the first time or in the first place, and usually in our core relationships that has been falling in love or being in love together. How do you... Okay, here, I'm going to read something here. My rising sign is Sag, if that means anything. And how do you feel, Deborah? How is your relationship with self at times? My relationship with myself at times can be at war at times, and my relationship with self can be very much loving and supportive. Overall, I will step out of the conflict with another person, pull myself aside, and attend to the conflict inside myself. If the conflict is too conflicting with another person, then that's where I go with that, because I have an enormous safety net with inside myself, an enormous self-trust that I can actually feel safe with myself in this moment. Maybe that was that moment where I went into confusion. Maybe the moment passed. In this moment right now, I'm feeling a bit excited. My relationship right now is of curiosity, excitement, learning, openness, some fun coming into that. Like there's a lot going on for me right now, here and now. Hi, Deb. When I remember I am one with God, I feel kinship to my friends. This is Susan. I feel kinship to my friends. When I am feeling fearful and alone, I see that fault in everyone. When I feel peace inside me, I see the innocence in everyone. All an inside job. Yeah, when I become very imbalanced and only can see through that, I will definitely only see through that. And then there's that times when I can see the duality going on inside myself, where I'm vacillating, I'm jumping in and out, and mixing it all through a conversation becomes very difficult too, very confusing. That's rather profound, Susie, and true for all of us, I think, is what Doug added in here. Inside job, yeah, it is, because we always can take from that outside what we're seeing outside and learn that it always is that. It strips down to that. It always strips down to that. That's where it takes the courage in order for us to actually go in there. Yeah, Deb Gary. Doug just said it's Deborah Maltman. I'm in the process of seeing if Shree is what I want to change my name to. It was a nickname handed to me by someone else, and I really love the sound of it. And the other part of that, Shree, is that one of the meanings of it is holy man. And to me, that addresses that holy aspect of myself as well as everyone, because I think not of any one or few select people as being holy men. I see us all with that holiness very acutely, as all Course students I know do. And so that's another way of putting that right in the moment. I'm carrying it in my name. And I really like the sound of Shree. It's fun to play with. Shree, 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 Shree. I love how it sounds with my mouth. I really love the feeling of it, I guess. Shree, Shree. Try it. Shree. It's fun. I feel peace with all the sharing at this time, and also have a belief hearing your voice. That is why I asked. Also have a belief hearing it in your voice. Oh, you mean feeling the peace and the sharing of all this, and the belief that I have that feeling of it inside? Yes, and you're right on with that. I do. I feel no threats in here. Anything that has been shared so far, it's been absolutely fantastic, and it feels at peace and safe. What's hard to say here, Kate? I'm not sure what you're answering to, Kate. There is a oneness sonship going on. Yeah, there is. There's a real oneness that's riding this room for us. It's actually guiding us in this room right now, I feel. Shree. Oh, Shree. You were saying Shree? Kate, but I'm a Kiwi. Kiwis. Well, actually, Australians and Canadians really get along, see eye to eye on a lot that can be really sort of aloof and direct, blunt. I think Canadians can really understand Australians more so than a lot of other places in the world that don't get them. I've always had that kind of rapport with Australians. So maybe Kiwis are the same. Doug would attest to that. He lived actually in New Zealand at one time. So Shree. Oh, she, really? She is easy, or she? She, Shree, Shree. Wow, I find that harder. She. Tree, 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 tree. Huh, interesting. She is cool. You should name yourself She, Kate. She. We can be Shree and Shree. She and Shree. Is this, what was it, spiritual man, was it? She? Maybe She is spiritual. No, Shree is holy man. One of the words for it. It has something to do with divinity. Paul sent me a list one day after seeing that on my name or hearing it, of what he had discovered about it. And I'll have to get that up and read it over again. I already changed my whole name once. What did you change it to, Kate? You changed your name to Kate? Shree, Shree, Shree. Shee, Shee, Shee. Shree, Shree, Shree. Shree, Shee. Shree, Shee. Shree, Shee. That's hard. Feels like I'm a cigarette smoker. I mean, a cigar smoker. She sold Shree shells at the seashore. Oh, man. She sold Shree shells at the seashore and tried to say that really fast. Doug, do you want the mic? Then do it 10 times. And Ann, do you want the mic? And Kate, do you want the mic? Teddy, hi. What time is it? 7:43. Time, Ted, what time are you on? Are you on at 8? We've got a lot to cover in 15 minutes, folks. We got to resolve relationships here. No, Doug, you don't want to take the mic. And okay, we're back on track now. We're here on Holy Communion Radio. I'm going to try and feel like a news announcer. Definitely not the untamed shrew. Definitely not the untamed shrew. That's what the name of the program could be. You're doing great. Thank you, Anne. Okay, here we go. We're on relating, relationship. Let's take this scenario. We're in a really nasty situation. I mean, nasty in the sense you're in discussion with someone else. You're in a heated challenge with someone else. And this is going beyond what you and I were doing, Doug. We're going to do seriously nasty because I don't think we even touched remotely close to seriously nasty. that's perception. Teddy left. Teddy ran away screaming. So we are in seriously nasty. The other person and yourself are being seriously nasty toward each other. Lost in the communication. Both of you are in reactive mode. What do you do? What do you do? First thing, what do you think? What should we do? Let's make a list here. Let's get it. Let's resolve this. Let's put our course teachings. We're using course principles, and we're going to resolve the conflict. We're going to find a way to resolve the conflict in a Course in Miracles way. So we're using course principle of conflict. Nasty, mind you. We're needing. It's either the people are getting to the point where they're just completely lost in it. It's totally conflicted. Let's get the ideas down here. What do we got? Take a moment, a timeout. Cool. How do you do that? Okay. Let me write down a few things first. I have some questions. Take a moment, a time out, and kill the other person, problem over. Okay. Let's hope it's just a teddy bear, Kate. The talking teddy bear. Breathe. Great, breathe. Kate, we're in with... Actually, that would fit. That would be like kill the ego. Kill the everything. Kill the spirit. So we're going to change person to... Kill any... What's the word? Kill any blank of coming together. Any chance of coming together. So I'm going to take that one seriously by putting that there, because that fits. So, that's not the Course in Miracles way of doing it, but in the Course in Miracles description, that can happen. So I'm going to put that can happen. Here we go. Let's scroll back. I see that is my ego, and I talk of that ego and ask God in it to heal what it... Okay, so Anna's suggesting we take responsibility for ourselves and pull back and ask for divine intervention. To give her guidance. If I'm saying that wrong, tell me, Anne, and I will change that. Kill the other. That would work for the ego. Right, and then Cam puts down, sometimes it involves a car. Kill, dismiss, ignore, exclude. shut out. These are all wonderful ways of getting that fighting right, guys. We've got to get that fighting right. We've got to do the fight right. We got to get the fight well in place. Take a deep breath and ask Holy Spirit to help you see things differently. So with the deep breath, ask to see things differently. And not your partner, your fighting partner. You're asking Holy Spirit. God forbid. You know, it might be a really powerful question to ask your partner at the time, though. Because if that suddenly came up, oh my God, you know, that if that suddenly came up, if one of the persons involved says, if they're willing to relinquish this and they say, could you please help me see this differently? What can you say to me to help me see this differently? Maybe the exact instrument in the moment for that other person to go inward with it. Oh, Anne, I see your hand here. So I see it right now, so I'm going to hand this to you in a second. So what would be, that would be just possibly a good turning point. So we're looking for opportunities. I'm going to hand this to you. There's so much typing on here, I'm lost, but I'm going to hand this to you, Anne.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. I just want to share something that I always seem to, whenever, you know, it's funny that Doug, when you wrote that, what is not love is a call for love. And I really have, you know, looked at that one for so much. Each time that comes up, it's like, who's to judge what is love and what's not love? When anger shows up, not necessarily move on. It's actually a lot of love there. It's just confusion in the way it's being displayed, because it may not appear that it's love. It's just energy that has a lot of compassion or passion. And so when that statement is, people say that, I feel they use it, but I feel that it's used or misunderstood for me, because when I hear them share about it, it actually creates, that statement to me is a duality. It's like a judgment in it when I read it, and that's just me. And that used to create judgment for me. And so I don't believe it's one or the other. I believe they're both there and present at the same time. The anger is just actually just a force to, is driven to feel that love. And it may be confusion, it may be displayed or misunderstood, and it is to seek clarity of that peace and love. And words may be thrown. So another way I've also have discovered and learned is to share with the person is things like, right now what I see in you, which is reminding me of, you know, is blah 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 blah, and taken away that is not them, but this experience is bringing up this for me, and I'm not saying it's happening, but this is what I am relating to, and it's a past healing that needs to be healed. It could be the dynamics that's bringing it up, or the situation is bringing up certain things. But it's begging to be healed, and it's ready to be healed. It's right there in that instant. So it's not really what the person is doing. It's not really what's happening. It's just that what that person is reminding you of is past healing or past perception or something that is ready to let go of and seeing the truth that this is truly not what is occurring and happening. So by even saying to the person, if you're both really in a willingness to, or even if they're not, is the self willing to see that the ego is trying to create a perception here that is not true and relevant, and to just look at that very straightly with divine and ask the divine to heal these thoughts and to really see the true perception and correction of what's going on, and to be really honest and brutally honest with the thinkingness that is occurring, and not to project it on the other person, but to share what is really going on within self. and to really assure them that it's nothing about them. It's just what is stirring up. And that to me really brings divine love. And that really brings connection. And it takes away that accountability and projection of that responsibility on somebody else and taking total ownership and accountability within self. And it really heals a lot quicker. And that person could, if willing, if they're, you know, lots of times I find when I'm really that blunt, they're there to help to support me to heal that part of my mind and to help me to see that truth. So I just thank you for the opportunity to share that.
Yeah, it sounds like when that's a part of the process for you, that you're very aware of that or have an intuitive connection in that moment, that there's a big possibility that that's going to be grabbed hold of and that's going to start to dictate the direction of where you guys go with it, the whoever you're in the conflict with. And it's from what I'm getting from you, and it's I'm hearing really seeking clarity of peace and love. So you're willing to share with the person of what actually is going on with you in that moment, and where it's stemming from, and what you're struggling with, and bringing maybe in an unclouded way into the communication with whoever you're having the conflict with. And so you're seeking immediately to set up a healing context, take it into the direction of a healing context rather than it escalating into further conflict. So you're really pulling back and taking that stance and willing to take the responsibility to guide this into a healing element, a healing context, rather than it deepening into the conflict. And also sharing where you're at and what's going on with you, really taking charge of that, which is really, really fantastic. That, I don't know how far along, it sounds like maybe the types of conflicts that, you correct me if I'm wrong, the types of conflicts that you, I just kind of stopped on that one. I'm sure there's a mixture, but that is the possibility. Yes, I don't care if it is with a coworker or whoever. I'm going to ask you, Anne, is that a point you are at in your development and where you are as a Course student on your journey of learning from A Course in Miracles? If that's the one that guides, if that's the one where you can really go to, do you still get lost in those areas where you're drawing in a partner and where you might ride through a few hours of the conflict before you're willing to or able to or it feels right to, where the other person might be receptive? Here, I'm going to pass this to you, because the receptiveness is, we're going to draw in people to have the conflict with on the exact place where we need, where our choice points are in growth, so where we're going to be propelled into growth to get us through a stuck area. So here's the mic. I hope I didn't overstay something there that causes confusion. Here you go.
No, I didn't feel you did at all. I think for me, why this is so much coming up is, yes, I do it with, it doesn't matter who it is. I've come to the point that's really creating trust with God, and God will really heal. And it's really about the healing within myself. And that healing within myself was also shared with others. It doesn't matter what I think is going on. So even the share that I'd say, it's nothing about you. I just know right now, this is coming up. I don't know why I'm angry at you. I just say what honestly is showing up. And I really trust God is going to heal whatever. And it has. For me, that is a place where I have really come. It's really creating the love and trust with God. And God is really here to heal everyone for that sonship and that wholeness. And even though I'm being challenged or they're being challenged at that point in time, It creates a lot of truth and honesty, and even the fact it shows me where I may not feel, when I think that they are not being receptive or whatever, how I'm sharing it. It's interesting how it really brings a trust and a closer relationship. So even the illusion that this may be considered perceived wrong, actually showing me it is not. It's actually nothing wrong. As we've been taught, anger is a bad thing. Anger is not a good thing to have. But actually, anger is just a rising energy. It's only an energy that's been bursting for the sharing of the compassion and love, actually. And it's just breaking those walls of that thought within myself. And I've learned to not fear it. That is there for a reason. As long as I invite Holy Spirit in this to really seek truth and be one with the person and be one with God in it and create that oneness, it works. For me, it works really well. And if, I'm not saying I look for the anger, but if it's there, I don't deny it. You know, I don't suppress it. And because I feel when it gets to me in that place, that means it's begging to be healed. This is like that last resort. It's that last thing in me that I can't see the clarity, and this is the only way it's showing up that way. So it seems to heal me also if I have to be there. So thank you for the opportunity to share the mic.
Yeah, I think these are very strong principles of A Course in Miracles that to draw on in this communicating process. I just want to say hi to Mandisa and one cosmic soul. Is that Glenn? Never know you, Glenn, how many names you have and how often you change your name. And Sparrow. And who am I missing? I'm probably missing a few. Ah, I think I got you. Rick. Hi, Rick. I think I knew that and forgot. No, one cosmic soul is not Glenn. That's real. Oh, really? One cosmic soul is your uncle. Let me see. Is that Dave? Paul. Paul? Melissa? Nope. Maz. Maz, is that you, one cosmic soul? You always change your name, too. Oh, no, Maz just came in. Hi, Maz. okay, I wanted to and also check with Teddy here. Staying aligned. That I think that was the biggest thing that I just pulled out of what you were saying there is that ability within oneself and taking in the Course principle to stay aligned. Somehow in the midst of all that conflict, anchor yourself to that alignment. So then when the anger comes forth from either person, then it's more apt to not put any judgment on it. It's more apt to allow things like anger to be there that can be embraced, not being threatened by it, to take a look at what's happening there with the anger, with that type of energy, seeking the truth in it, yeah, and really moving with that. So it's just, yeah, these are all truly fantastic Course principles to bring that are so necessary to bring into the conflict. So I'm wondering, we're jumping all over with this. We're jumping from what do we do first and going right from that, well, suddenly recognizing that there's this horrendous conflict going on to, whoa, pull back, take a time out, take a breath, breathe, ask, then get to the point of, oh, yeah, I can ask for help here and asking Holy Spirit to give that change of perception. And then jumping forth and sharing with your conflictor. I don't know, it works. But anyways, sharing with them where you yourself are at. So taking that responsibility to start to create a healing context, realizing things are really gone, it's really keep the conflict going and heighten it, escalate it. So taking that risk, taking that responsibility, seeking clarity, seeking that peace and love to start permeating in here and seeking the comprehension and the understanding, the joining with the person, but knowing that being in touch with that alignment with inside yourself and trusting the other person is together with you on some level, maybe not consciously, maybe they're resisting it, maybe they're openly resisting that, maybe they're starting to pick up items and wanting to throw things at you, literally throwing words anyways, but still maintaining that alignment and that sense of trust that on some level that other person is connecting in here and just sort of being aware of how that is going to be addressed by you, being sensitive to it. Where's the in? How can you start to bring that through to create more of a healing context